Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about the uncomfortable benches you see in the cities. Not just the cities video mentioned, but you can actually see those around us. I found those uncomfortable benches mostly in the park or on the street, for example, at the bus stop. Actually, cities are not only full of uncomfortable benches, but also other so-called defensive designs. So next time, when you are wandering in the city, pay attention to those facilities and see if there's any special design. So let's take a look at our sentence today. They are designed to allow you to sit, but not get too cozy. And that is intentional. The concept stems from a school of thought that goes by many names. But today, we'll use defensive design. They are designed to allow you to sit, but not get too cozy. And that is intentional. The concept stems from a school of thought that goes by many names. But today, we will use defensive design. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个是 cozy。Cozy， 那 cozy 它是形容词，它有舒适的或是惬意的意思，通常是属于比较口语上的用法。比如说你去到一个人家，你觉得他客厅很舒适，你可以说 I like your living room, it's very cozy。 再来是 snug， 那 snug 这个字除了舒适的之外，它也有紧身的。比如说你今天去试穿靴子有点太紧，或是衣服有点太紧，你可以说 These boots are a bit too snug. I might have to try the larger ones. 这双靴子有点太紧了，我可能要试大一号的。再来是 comfy， 那 comfy 其实是由 comfortable 衍生而来。那 comfy 这个字也是属于比较口语上的用法，它有舒适的或是令人欣慰的意思。A comfy chair is a must for my studio. 我的工作室非常需要一张舒适的椅子。再来是 intentional. 那 intentional 这个字当形容词，它是故意的或是有意的意思。I'm so sorry that I crossed out your name off the list. It wasn't intentional.
我很抱歉把你的名字从名单里划掉了，我并不是故意的。那再来一样有故意的意思的字有 deliberate。 那 deliberate 这个字除了故意的，它也有谨慎的意思。那它当故意的意思，我们可以说 a deliberate attack 或者 a deliberate insultOr a deliberate lie. 那意思就是蓄意的攻击，或是蓄意的侮辱和说谎。那如果它当另外一个意思有谨慎的，我们可以说 We have made a deliberate decision to move to the countryside. 那经过慎重的考虑，我们决定要搬去乡下住。那这边的 deliberate decision 就是谨慎的决定，也就是我们常说的慎重考虑。再来 intentional 的、相反是 accidental。 那 accidental 其实就是我们常说的 accident 的形容词。那 accidental 它有偶然的或是意外的意思。 Breaking the plates was accidental. She didn't mean to do it.他打破盘子纯属意外，他并不是故意的。好，再来是 concept。 concept。那这个字还有观念、概念或是思想的意思。The article is based on a concept of positive thinking. 这篇文章围绕着正面思考的概念。那另外一个一样有概念或是想法的意思的字是 notion。Notion。那你可以这么用。We each have a notion of what a happy life should be. 我们各自有快乐的生活该是如何的想法。那这边的 notion 就当作想法来解释。再来是 stem from, 是一个片语。那 stem from 这个片语它的意思是起源于或是由什么造成什么。比如说 her drinking problem,stems from her difficult childhood. 她酗酒的问题是因为她艰苦的童年生活所造成的。那其实这个 stem, 它是名词，它有茎，或是也可以解释成高脚杯，喝酒的那个高脚杯的那个脚。那你可以说 You should hold the stem of the glasses when you are having champagne.那当你在喝香槟的时候应该拿高脚杯的脚。那再来要介绍另外一个片语跟 stem 相关，就是 from stem to stern。 from stem to stern。 那其实它原本的意思应该是船的船首到船尾，那延伸出来从头到尾或是完全的意思。We checked the car from stem to stern before the road trip. 那我们在公路旅行前把车子从头到尾检查了一遍，就是 from stem to stern, 也就是 completely 的意思。再来最后一个单字是 defensive. Defensive. 那 defensive 这个字当形容词，它有防御的或是保护的意思。Taking defensive action is a must when you encounter danger. 那当你遇到危险的时候，采取保护措施是必要的。那我们常说的正当防卫或者是自卫的意思是 self-defense. Self-defense. 那这个字它其实当作名词来使用。你可以说 She signed up for self-defense classes to protect herself. 那这边的 self-defense classes 就是防身术的课程。那这句话的意思是她报名防身术课程来保护自己。 She signed up for self-defense classes to protect herself. Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today. And I'll see you next time. Bye!